Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
7:46, 14 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Kim Hunter-Reed joins us, Commissioner of Higher Education for Louisiana. Good morning, Dr. Reed. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I am okay. Let's talk about TOPS. And before, you know, so many times we take things for granted that the audience knows. TOPS has been around for a long time. Maybe people know of it. Maybe generations in all the time that it's been around, don't know of it. So let's explain for the first thing, Doctor, if we can, what TOPS is.
Sure. TOPS is a financial aid program for students in Louisiana. It's a merit-based program. Obviously, Pat Taylor had a lot to do with the start of the TOPS program, the evolution of the program. His commitment early on was that if students were academically prepared, he would find a personal way to support them going to college. It evolved from a philanthropic idea into a state-supported financial aid program, now serves about 50,000 students in Louisiana every year, undergraduate students, but you can use it if you have TOPS left over to go into graduate school. So it is foundational to the financial aid program that we have in our state to ensure that more students have access to credentials that will help them to support themselves and their families going forward.
Who can get it?
Students can get it if they are high school graduates, they meet academic requirements, and they are enrolling in schools in Louisiana. So it is designed to keep students moving forward. It is certainly designed to try to help us keep our best and brightest here. There are programs for students who are pursuing career technical education in a community college, and there are TOPS programs for students who are pursuing four-year degrees as well.
So it seems the academic requirements, they're not that stringent, are they?
No, they're a GPA requirement, an ACT requirement, and it's graduated based on the amount of TOPS. So there's a TOPS opportunity program for the base level of TOPS, but then there's an honors and performance program if you have a higher GPA or higher ACT. And then, as I mentioned, we also have TOPS Tech for students who are pursuing career technical education in a community college in Louisiana.
So it seems like not too long ago we were talking about funding TOPS, who can get it, who can't get it, is there enough money? Well, lately it seems like some money's not being used or not as many people are taking advantage of TOPS. What do the numbers show, Doc?
The numbers do show a decline in the number of people who are accepting TOPS, the number of people who are eligible for TOPS. And we've done some research on that. We do know that there are border states that are really cleaning our clock when it comes to financial aid packaging for students, a very competitive market right now for students. And so we do see students who are choosing to go to other states. We understand that, but we certainly want to be more competitive. We're concerned, Tommy, about students who choose not to go at all. We are seeing students who choose to go part-time because life happens. TOPS is a full-time scholarship program, so you have to be full-time to be eligible. So we're looking at student patterns, consumer patterns. The legislature certainly is trying to pass some legislation this session to make TOPS more competitive. But you're absolutely right. For many, many years, the TOPS program was growing. For the last 3 or 4 years, we have not had to request additional dollars. The TOPS program has declined.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to our friend about TOPS, Dr. Kim Hunter Reed, who is the Commissioner of Higher Ed for Louisiana. If you have any questions or comments about TOPS, the Oconar Jeweler Talk and Text Line is open at 504-260-1870. Talk, text, data, message rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. 750, 10 till 8, traffic now, WWO. It is 7:56 and a half. I'm Tommy Tucker here on WWL talking to Dr. Kim Hunter Reed, Commissioner of Higher Ed for Louisiana, about fewer Louisiana students getting top scholarships. A couple of texts that are coming in here. Dr. Reed, you just hit a very high point. Border states giving our top students more money than LSU. They're getting more from Alabama than they will to go to school here. Somebody else said minimum ACT is 19. Not fair to good students who don't excel in chemistry, physics, geometry, and algebra. Thoughts?
Well, two things I would say. First of all, obviously, we do have to make sure that we're more competitive, and we do have legislation this session to try to address some of those issues around the packaging, because as I mentioned, this is a competitive market. So I'm excited about the legislative conversations about upping our game when it comes to retaining our best and brightest. To the point about making sure there's a path, an affordable path for every student, that too is important. Louisiana has a need-based scholarship program, a need-based program, Go Grants. We have an adult financial aid program, MJ Foster. So it is true, Tommy, we have to make sure that if this knowledge economy is going to require certificates and credentials beyond high school, that there are paths for people to access those credentials affordably. So, yes, we're talking about TOPS, but we are also certainly are talking about need-based aid. We're talking about dual enrollment. We're talking about adult financial aid. That full suite of scholarships and grants are important for students, for sure.
Have they ever connected, or you all ever connected the dots with students that, as it relates to brain drain, right, with Louisiana students that accept top money, TOPS money that stay here after they graduate?
We do look to see, are the students, I assume you're asking the question, do they stay?
Right.
Is that correct?
Yeah, pretty much. That's what I'm trying to ask Doc in my own clumsy way.
No. We do get that question all the time, right? Mm-hmm. Are we actually allowing students to get the credential and then providing them the job market that allows them to remain? Obviously, it's very exciting right now as we are announcing lots of new economic development projects. But you are absolutely correct. We have to make sure that the economic opportunities are there for our students. We want to make sure they're connecting early on with business and industry through apprenticeships and internships. We want to make sure that we are continuing to diversify our economy and lean into research that could allow us to spin off new jobs, new companies in Louisiana. So it's a full court press. It's not just one stovetop of education. It is an education to employment conversation that we have to have. But at the end of the day, more people need access to credentials of value beyond high school so that they can thrive, support themselves, and support their families.
Thank you, Doctor. Pleasure as always. Kim Hunter Reed, Commissioner of Higher Education for Louisiana. We come back. We're talking to Dr. Stephen Cantrow, Program Director of Pulmonary Critical Care Medicine at LSU Health New Orleans, about a strange kind of thing that happened in the Capitol with smoking last week.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.